There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show on CBS Audio Network, and my colleague Bill Whalen, a research fellow at the Hoover Institution, he's the host of Area 45, his podcast and his conversation with his colleagues. Also, he is the host of The Goodfellas, his conversation with three of his colleagues in particular on video about the changing matters of the national and global picture. But right now we're applying ourselves to California. This is All California All the Time with Bill Whalen, because major politicians in California are now major national politicians. Certainly the Vice President of the United States, now tasked by the President to solve or answer or in some fashion handle the border crisis. That would be Vice President Harris. However, in California is a man with great hair, Gavin Newsom. He is a relative of Nancy Pelosi. He comes from the Bay Area political machine. He rose through San Francisco, went to the lieutenant governorship with Jerry Brown, is now governor, 40th governor of California. And the question is he in trouble? Why is he in trouble? How does he get out of it? Bill, a very good evening to you. We speak of Gavin Newsom, the man with great hair. The trouble looks to be the recall petition. That's the least of it, however, because ahead of him is the question about who's going to challenge him if the recall petition is successful. So, Gavin Newsom, how did he get himself into this fix with the people who elected him happily once upon a time?
Well, he got into this fix, John, by simply pandemic striking California, the state of California government then going through a series of kind of fits and starts in terms of locking things down, starting things up, not reopening schools, and people just being confused at all times as to what state policy was, which made it apparent that the governor didn't have a good grasp on things. And then the governor, for reasons we'll never possibly know, decided it would be a wise move, while he was telling everybody to stay home and not go out, to go dine at a very exclusive restaurant in Napa Valley, the French Laundry. And once the photos of that came out, showing the governor not just eating indoors at a swank restaurant, but also not wearing a mask, in other words, just completely shattering his own COVID protocols, that just kind of greased the skids for this. And now we won't know until the end of April whether or not recall is a go, because right now this is determined by a number of voter signatures having to be certified. Counties have until April 29th to certify, John, then all kinds of steps to go in between. But the assumption is it will qualify. It will be in November. And here Newsom has a problem, John, because, you know, California is a Democratic state, and you put a Democrat and a Republican on the ballot in a statewide election, the Democrat's going to prevail. But a recall election, John, is two parts. One part is to whether or not to recall the governor, the second part, who to choose as a replacement. So when you think about this, John, this is Gavin Newsom not so much running against a Republican. It's really Gavin Newsom running against himself. And if you look at the polls right now, Californians are kind of split on the question of whether or not he should be recalled. So, yes, he has a problem right now.
And, Bill, the governor's defense, if I understand correctly, is that this is being run by the Republicans or being run by a version of the Republicans. There's even been mention of gangs, of white supremacist gangs. Does that have purchase in California? Do people listen to that kind of excuse-making?
It has purchase, John, with the Democratic base and donors and people who would rally to the governor's cause. And the language has been more harsh than that, actually. QAnon has been evoked. Proud Boys has been evoked. Looking at the people responsible for the January 6th rioting at the U.S. Capitol. So the governor is already kind of throwing very hard elbows here, which, by the way, is something that Gray Davis, the governor who was recalled in California in 2003 in favor of Arnold Schwarzenegger, Davis kind of arrived late to this. So Newsom, I think, understands the peril here, so he's playing hard very early. This is, I think, ultimately what may be disappointing about this election, John. It's a chance for Californians to have a serious conversation about a lot of things that are wrong in our state, but I suspect what it's going to boil down to is spitballing. And one side's going to spitball. This is a guy from Marin County with slick back hair who goes to eat at fancy French restaurants. And the other side's going to talk QAnon and Proud Boys. And that's not really going to serve California very well.
I mention a recent development in Washington was the American Rescue Act. And if I understand the statistics, Sacramento is going to get an additional $26 billion to spend. $26 billion. Mm-hmm. This in addition to the tax revenue flowing from Silicon Valley because so many of the big tech firms prospered during the pandemic. That's a lot of money to spread around. Now, Californians are going to listen to that money, Bill. Will they throw out a man who has that kind of money to spend?
Well, and it's probably going to get more dramatic, John, if the president does put forward an infrastructure package of $3 to $4 trillion, of which a good chunk of change will go to California. For example, John, the people who run high-speed rail here want $40 billion. What's $40 billion among friends when you're talking $3 or $4 trillion? But no, I don't think that's going to drive the conversation so much at the end of the day with the spending, John. I think what's going to drive it more is a different timing, if you will. One is that in theory, if this election does occur by November, then California should be vaccinated, which means there should be a little more of a return to normalcy. The economy should be running well. Now, there are two wild cards here. One wild card would be if California experiences what's going on in, say, Germany right now, John, where there is another wave and the Germans have created new restrictions and Angela Merkel's party is going to pay a huge price, I imagine, for that this fall. And then the second variable, John, is going to be school reopenings this fall in California, if indeed it's full reopenings, and by that I mean 5 days a week your teacher is actually teaching in the classroom, or if it's some sort of, you know, just kind of, you know, smoke and mirrors scheme where your kid goes once or twice to school a week, and when they go in there, they still have to sit on a computer and do virtual learning while a proctor watches them. So those are the things that could possibly backfire against Newsom, but I would wager that, you know, looking at it right now, things could change, yes, but looking at it right now, it probably, the timing is probably good for Newsom in this regard.
The old story, you don't have to be fast. You just have to be faster than the other guy when you're running away from a bear. Gavin Newsom is fast. Is there anybody who's faster than Gavin Newsom running from a bear in California, Democrat or Republican?
Well, now we're getting into the other thing which benefits him. There is no Arnold Schwarzenegger on the other side of the recall ballot, no Schwarzenegger-like figure, John, who could come in and do several things at once. Number one, have just about universal name recognition. Number two, the ability to write to himself $7- and $8-figure checks. In other words, just put millions of dollars in a campaign overnight. But a candidate, John, who will just hijack the process and make it a story about him, which is what Arnold did in 2003. Gray Davis almost became an afterthought in that election. It was just about Arnold every day, and that was the media fascination. You remember this. You and I talked about this constantly.
Oh, sure.
But it was the Arnold show, whereas right now, okay, you have three Republicans. One is a former mayor of San Diego. The other one is a businessman from the San Diego area who ran against Newsom in 2018. The third one is a congressman, former congressman from Sacramento. These fellas don't have very high name recognition, John, and so that's going to be a challenge. And on top of that, only 24% of the electorate in California is Republican right now, John, compared to 35% back in 2003. So these are three guys swimming in what is a very narrow swim lane right now. So, again, this works to Newsom's advantage. It's just, you know, it's not going to be a whimsical 60-day fun ride like it was with Arnold. I suspect it's going to be a very just kind of angry, gritty 60-day election in which the governor will just, you know, do what it takes to save his skin.
I have a Democratic name for you because I'm told that he is polling right now to see if he's viable in the recall. Uh-huh. That would be Tom Steyer, the man with the colorful tie. Can he pull it off, Bill? He spent $100 million on no votes in the Democratic primary.
He spent about $250 million, I think, John, on no delegates in the primary. And he spent hundreds of millions of dollars before that on various Democratic causes to mixed effects, a lot of that on wasted Senate races. For example, he poured money into, I think, a Louisiana race one time to try to make climate change the issue. Nothing to talk about climate change and, you know, bashing fossil fuels in Louisiana. I don't know if Steyer could get elected, John, but he could spend copious amounts of money to complicate Newsom's life. And this is where the plot gets really interesting because Steyer is just coming off a job that Gavin Newsom appointed to. Steyer was, as of last year, the head of the governor's much-ballyhooed Economic Recovery Task Force, a task force that did not produce a report. We don't know what they did in their meetings. We do know that Bob Iger, the chair of Disney, who was on the task force, actually walked away from it in disgust, in part because the governor was not showing much love toward reopening Disneyland. But Tom Steyer is just, this would be really an active, I don't want to say treason, but it would just be, you know, really just kind of turning on the governor who tried to, you know, help out Steyer by giving him a job. But this gets into the larger picture of just kind of the Democratic shuffling of the deck in California. Democrats control every statewide seat in California. Republicans don't have a foothold, but there's a very orderly process to this, John. We just sort of, it's the next man up. It's like a batting lineup, if you will. The governor steps down, somebody moves up, becomes the governor. You don't have a situation like this, at least you haven't had one since 2003, where if a governor gets taken out, now it causes a whole reshuffling in the deck in terms of people moving around state offices and people maybe prematurely going for a job that they thought wouldn't be vacant until 2026.
So it's inconvenient. It's inconvenient for Tom Steyer to be successful. Is that to conclude here? Because he's a man on a mission. He believes in climate change must be stopped. And that connects directly to the Biden administration. That's a better fit than Gavin Newsom's, at this point, unclear theme.
Well, but Newsom is also a big proponent of climate change as well. I mean, he's talked the talk too. So that's not, in the case of Steyer, here's the problem. A Democrat could get on the ballot, John, and say, I'm doing this only out of my loyalty to the governor, if you will, my loyalty to the party. If, God forbid, something happens to the governor on the recall side of the question, we have to have a Democrat as an alternative, as insurance. But Steyer is so hyper-ambitious, he has spent so much money in the pursuit of things with his name attached to it, that it wouldn't be seen as an act of loyalty, it'd be seen as an act of treason, if you will, trying to make life. And Newsom's people have made it very clear in no uncertain terms, if you're a Democrat thinking about this, for example, Antonio Villaraigosa, the former mayor of Los Angeles, who ran against Newsom in the primaries in 2018. His aides are throwing elbows, just saying, don't think about it. We will punish you if you do. So for Steyer, given that Newsom had appointed him to a plum job last year, and given that he has his track record of spending money for largely vanity exercises, the Democratic establishment here would not appreciate it.
AB5, Bill. AB5 was extremely successful. The assemblywoman who brought that forward is prominently named across the state. Is she capable of challenging the governor? And as you say, a fallback just in case something happens.
Well, it's not so much here's the nuances of recall, John. It's not so much challenging the governor. It's just being the prominent Democrat on the other side of the ballot. Because, again, California state, we're 24% as Republican, 46% as Democratic. So, you know, take out your calculator and figure out how much it would take to win in a statewide election. But she could just sit there at the top of it, and maybe she would claim loyalty to Newsom by doing this. But if she were the lone Democrat on that ballot with a bunch of Republicans and a bunch of independents you never heard of, a bunch of Instagram and TikTok influencers all running because it's only $4,000 to get in the race, so it's a great shot for brand and publicity, she would win that side of it, and then she would go. But again, with Lorena Gonzalez, it's, you know, what would she do for California? She did the AB5 law, which was tinkered with on the ballot. Her pet cause right now, John, is sick leave in California. Right now in California, the state mandates that you get 3 days of sick leave a year. She wants to change that, John, to 2 weeks. And so this is sort of the anti-business bias she would bring to it. Now, maybe the legislature wouldn't go on with everything, but the trick in California is that the Democratic governor in the last decade with Jerry Brown, and even Newsom to a lesser extent, they do act as something as a brake on the legislature's ambitions. For example, the legislature flirted with the idea of a wealth tax last year, taxing millionaires. The governor frowned upon it. It didn't happen. But again, if you have someone like Lorena Gonzalez running the show, the legislature might feel a little more empowered, especially since she would have only really a year on the job.
Lorena Gonzalez Fletcher is spectacular on TV, Bill. She's got telegenic skills. I would say that she could match the governor's, maybe outperform him because she's, well, anyway, I just mentioned. Now we're going to turn to other prominent California politicians in the move, because the local politicians are the national politicians when it comes to the blue state of California. Bill Whalen, he is the Hoover Institution, the host of Area 45, The Goodfellas, and a research fellow. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show on the CBS Audio Network.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.